This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our voice message feature is open 24/7, Migs. People can pop by on the Odyssey app anytime and leave us a voice message.
We got one this morning that is a suggestion for a great idea that I think would be a lot of fun, but it might take a lot of effort.
We love ideas.
So we'll get to that one in just a second from one of our rockaholics, but we did get this voice message through the Odyssey app as well.
I don't mean to sound like an old man or anything complaining about kids, but...
If you start off that way, I know you're about to sound like an old man. Plus, you sound... Your voice sounds like the old man voice.
What age? What age do you think he is?
Oh, easy, 85. No, 69.
Yes, nice.
Here's how spoiled they are. I'm coming back from the gym. Now, this has happened many times, not the first. I just wanted to vent here. But there's a bus waiting in front of this guy's house, not this girl's house. Okay, for at least 2 minutes, there's 8 cars behind me, 7 behind the other going the other way. And the girl comes out, not rushing, you know, fixing her hair or anything, but she's texting.
Oh, my goodness.
How dare she?
The horror.
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. You know what the old saying, these kids nowadays...
I'm falling more and more in love with this guy as he keeps going. I don't know what it is. I just love a good grumpy old man.
Yeah, you can unleash on us anytime you want.
My parents used to say it. Their parents used to say it. Now I'm saying it. These kids nowadays.
You're not wrong.
I don't understand the point of that voice at all. He's just like... I hate that this kid's on her phone taking too long to get on the bus.
I mean, you know, if you're going to be like walking anywhere, I think like walk swiftly, you know, pay attention to the task at hand.
Man, I don't know. The more we have become obsessed with our phones, the less people are paying attention.
That is so true.
I feel like at least 3 to 4 times a week, if not daily, I'm nearly walking into someone. And I'm bad. Like I'll be on my phone from time to time. But if I'm walking around like Costco.
Sure.
Unless I'm stopped for a second because my wife's checking some stuff out, I'll check my phone real quick. But I'm not walking the aisles staring at my phone. I know some people have to do it for like Instacart and things along those lines. But some people are just like knee deep in whatever conversation that they're texting and they'll walk right into you.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And they look at you like you're the idiot. And then I start thinking, I'm like, well, am I the idiot? I did see them coming. I guess I could have moved out of the way.
There's a time and a place for multitasking. It's not Costco.
You know what I have to say to that?
These kids nowadays.
Shake my fist.
All right, are you ready for the one that came in this morning about an idea for our show?
I love ideas.
Okay.
All right, Daily Migs Show, I have an epic idea. The Daily Migs Festival.
In.
Right. Sold.
What happens at this festival?
You don't have to twist my arm. Are we talking about the kind of festivals that you and I used to go to?
Yeah!
Those are fun.
We always hear about Taryn's awesome festivals at her house. Where people are camping and partying. Well, why not do that with the rockaholics at
your house?
At my house. Everybody come on over.
I don't have enough room in my backyard. Danny, I mean, we could maybe fit a couple people in his apartment. Maybe.
Do you have a rooftop deck?
No. What about the streets? Can we section off a part of the street and just put a bunch of tents up there?
All of West Seattle. That's just going to be the party.
Somewhere in Snohomish County, like River Meadows Park, where people can camp and... party, and you could have a live stage with live and local bands. The new originals could play. Maybe Bruce or Brody could play.
I mean, that would be a good reason to get the boys back together.
A reunion show?
I guess when I was thinking festival, I was thinking more of the kind of variety.
You can do rock during the day and have a rave tent at night.
As long as we have a late night tent. I need a late night tent to dance in.
Late night daddy needs a late night tent.
Thank you.
The men's room could come. The possibilities are endless.
Endless. They are endless, but also the risk is endless as well. I'd be down for something like that.
Me too.
I just don't know if I want to like sign off on my own, like Like, can we get someone else to like kind of put on the festival, insure the festival? Because I feel like there's a lot that could go wrong, and I don't want any responsibility.
I think our legal department wouldn't want any responsibility either.
Plus, I don't want to have to like, Steve, there's a problem, and it's like, you know, 3 a.m. and I'm doing my late night daddy dancing in my sandals, flip flops, and board shorts. I don't need. I don't need to be bothered at that point into the night.
You're not going to be a bouncer. I promise you that.
Danny could DJ. We could have an emo tent.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get that guy that did Firefest.
Oh,
they're trying to do it again.
I know. Yeah, we could just do the Daily Mix Fest in Snohomish County. Same thing. You know, Mexico, yeah. Snohomish. I get it.
Awesome.
Let's Very go. Exotic location. Today.
All right, so wait, now run this by Ryan Castle. You know, the problem is. He'll be like, he'll perk up because we'll be like, hey, we have a dumb idea. And he's like, I love dumb ideas.
Yep. And he likes music festivals.
He does.
He does.